You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Okay, I'll say it. Happy Taco Tuesday. There we go. I guess we have to start the show that way. I've been eating barbecue lately, though. That's kind of like the thing. But hey, happy Taco Tuesday.
Happy Taco Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. Welcome, everyone.
And we have to start off. Go ETH. Go ETH. I'm still optimistic about ETH, and you'll know why. We're going to talk about it in the show. We have some really exciting things coming up and some information that's good for the markets. So we're going to talk about this on this segment also, and some fun stuff too, you know. Of course, I'm traveling. I'm on East Coast time right now. And the funny thing is I'm like, I think I'm... What's the word for it? Dual coastal. So my sleep schedule is as I stay awake till West Coast time, but I wake up 3 hours earlier than an East Coast time. Like my body does not know what it's doing anymore. Go to bed at 12 or 1 and wake up at like 5 or 6. Yeah. So... But it's good. Like we have international people all over the world that trade with us, invest, that are holders. We have developers all over the world, so everybody's on different time zones and different clocks, and so it's made it easier in some situations. And other situations I just don't get sleep, but you know, it's okay. But I get to see the beautiful white sand beaches and the palm trees and the beautiful water. So I'm very happy. That keeps me inspired, even though if it's from the balcony while I'm working, I get to smell the ocean air and feel the ocean breeze. And let's see, I'll open it up and see if you can hear it right now. There we go.
A little bit.
I don't know if you can hear it all, but
it makes me feel like I'm there already.
It makes me very happy, balmy, tropical, very happy. And the other thing, too, is there's turtles on the beach right now. So they're laying their eggs, and there's little areas that are caution taped off because there's turtle eggs on the beach, and they don't want it to be disturbed. So what they do is they'll do their run at midnight, and all the baby turtles will run out to the sea. And so there's little areas on the beach right now that has it sectioned off where you're not supposed to tamper with a turtle nest. Are they nest?
Yeah, I think they're nests.
Yeah, but it's so cute. So that's going on. And then I get to see space launches from the beach, which is wonderful. That's kind of how I started in Web3, is because of the space launches. So I'm very excited. There were quite a few the last 10 days. There were quite a few, even though the weather wasn't that great, but there were quite a few.
There were five, wasn't there? I think there was five total.
Yeah. So they sent a lot of satellites up right now, but there was one that kept getting pushed off and scrubbed because of the weather. But yeah. And then you can tell, I'm like, oh, it must be a space launch. I go, it must be 8 o'clock. Guess what? It's 8 o'clock. There was a space launch. Right? Every time at 8 o'clock, I'm like, sounds like there's a space launch right now. Yep, 8 o'clock straight up, space launch.
It's the key time. It's when the weather's the calmest, right?
Right. At least it calms down some. Yes. Yeah, and then flights into the coast, too. I love taking red eyes because the weather is nice and calm, and I don't have to worry about T-storms or hurricanes or anything like that. But flying in, I take the red eye. Usually I like fly in at 11 p.m. West Coast time and arrive at 6 a.m. So the weather is like beautiful and calm, and the flight is calm and nice and stuff. So it's been good. So I like the East Coast time. Florida is fun. So, and it inspires me to do more stuff. I think I've been more creative on here than I have. My 3 a.m. things have been creating more AI business models and bots and improving on the ones that we have. So it's been great. But yes, here we are. So good news. Well, could be good news. It was priced into the market. Like we said, that the market will always price in the future on what we anticipate is going to happen with the Fed. And the Fed's been meeting the last couple of days, and they're going to do an announcement tomorrow if they're going to do a rate cut or not. And the market sentiment is a 96 probability that they're going to do a 0.25 rate cut, and they have not had a single rate cut the whole entire year. From day one, they anticipated 2025 would have a total of a 0.5 basis point, sorry, yeah, point cut, like for the whole year, and we haven't had a single one yet, so we're running out of time. But there's a 96 probability that the Fed will do a 0.25 rate cut, right? And
Ooh, it's exciting.
so the stock market, we're hitting all-time highs. Gold is like at an all-time high right now. ETH priced into the market 3 weeks ago. So people didn't see that ETH was going to hit its all-time high. Like we've been telling y'all that it was going to hit it, and it hit it. And so there was profit taking in the market, which normally happens because they were like, wow, ETH went to 49.50. They're all excited. So if you got in April 8th on that segment when we were bottoming out at 12 to 1400 and went to 49.50, that was like a 400% increase. Now think of that, 400%, right? So most stocks, bonds, options, future get an 8 to 12% annual return. This did it in April to August, 4 months, 400% return. And so, of course, there's going to be profit taking, which normally happens. And now that the Fed is meeting and we anticipate a rate cut, that'll get built into the price of the market too. And then what the Fed says after the rate cut will also influence the markets. So, what we've been talking about is like people were into the primaries, they were into Bitcoin and ETH, which are considered, quote unquote, the blue chips of crypto. BTC, Bitcoin. Everybody, when they first come into crypto, knows what Bitcoin is. They like, okay, I've heard of Bitcoin. I'm going to buy Bitcoin. And then the second one is Ethereum, which is ETH. That's like the number two position in crypto. And so ETH is undervalued because it's hovering around 4,500 right now, where Bitcoin BTC went up to 124,000. So think of it this way. If you take 124,000 and you divide it by 4,500, we come up with, I'm not going to say exactly, it's like 50 something. Well, no, it's not that high. See, this is what happens when you've been working on numbers all day long. 124,000. Yeah, we've been working on charts and numbers. So it has a multiplier. It can go up 27.5x to hit what Bitcoin is at right now. That's 20. Seven, so 2,750%. No,
No,
it's higher than that.
it's higher than
It's higher than that. See, numbers all day long.
that.
So it's a 27x, 2,700%.
Yeah,
So
27, 50%.
yes, yeah. So 2,750%. So it can go up that much, 27.5x. So it has a lot of room to move, and once it breaks through that 5,000, it's on its next leg up. So the way charts normally work is we always have a resistance, right? Think of it as like a wall. Think of a race car driver driving down the taking laps, because F1's coming up in November, so it's on my mind right now. So you think of a race car taking laps. There's a wall. That wall is the resistance. If you break through that wall, so say hypothetically, you see the race car and it's going into taking laps, and there's an exit. So there's an opening in that wall, and it goes into the next one. It can continue on the race on its next leg, basically. So it can continue once it breaks through 5,000, it's on its next leg. So it has like more room in the track to grow. Same thing with crypto or anything where there's a resistance or a wall. As soon as it finds its escape and breaks through it, it has all that room. Now it could like travel the whole entire country. So
Have to go through the stands first.
yeah. So well, like so I'm thinking, okay, so we're gonna think of the positive. F1, they're circling the track, and then there's an opening in the track, and it goes through that opening onto the next race course. And it opens it up. So once it goes past that 5,000, it opens it up to the next leg up, basically. So you can see a visual of what that's like. And Bitcoin went through and broke. We should actually look this up. It did like 5 to 7 all-time highs in the last couple of months, where Ethereum did 2 all-time highs. And it has enough room since it's in number 2 position to increase up to 124,000. If it went up to 124,000, it would go up another 27.5x from where it's at right now. Again, do your research, not financial advice. But as we talked, we said, okay, when people profit take and they take money out, they had the big run, right? They had the run on ETH and BTC. ETH had its pullback, which normally happens. And then when it moves past, it goes next to resistance and goes out and breaks out again and will go to another all-time high. In the interim, while they're waiting, they're range trading it. So it's been ranging from like 45 to 4750 to 45 to 4750. And people are trading it where they can sell at the 4750 and then buy back in at the 45, and then sell at the 4750 and then buy back in at the 45. So it's 4500, 4750. I'm just using short acronyms basically. So it's ranging in that price range. And so they'll trade it that way because there's certain types of investors that trade that way. There's long-term hold investors who will buy it, you know, at the 1400 or the 1600 or the 2000 and hold it for long term because they see the potential that it has the ability to go up to where Bitcoin is right now at 100, you know, Bitcoin's at 115,000, but it went to an all-time of 124,000. So it has that potential to go that high. And if you think of long-term hold, when you invest in different types of segments. You invest for short term, for flips, you invest in range trading so you can take profit. And then you invest for setting away that nest egg and investing for a long-term hold. So it's the same thing with stocks. You have your blue chips, which are your long-term hold, you're more stable. You have your mid caps, they're a little bit more aggressive. And then you would range trade those. You have your small caps, we're kind of like the new businesses and tech stocks and that stuff. And so they're a little bit more volatile, but they have a higher return. But you're going to hold longer or you're going to flip those. And then you have your international stocks, which are a little bit higher risk, but they have a higher return. So some years they may be up 30%, the other year they're down 5%. But then they average out like at a 12 to 18% return because of the volatility. Well, it's the same thing in crypto, right? We have Bitcoin, which is our dinosaur, which is our stable, which has been around. And when people first come in, that's what they buy. The second one that they buy that they're just becoming aware of, and a lot of institutional are coming in, and ETFs, and a lot of different use cases you can do on Ethereum. That's the second one, and it's at hovering at 4,500 right now. And that's the second one that people buy when they understand, oh, I have other things I can buy. Then the next one is altcoins. We call them altcoins, right? And so we named off a few the last week, and I told you that people were moving into alts and then they were going to profit take on alts, right? Because they're flipping them. So most people don't hold alts. Like they'll hold Doge or Shiba, which everyone knows of the main ones, but they'll go into ones because they want like that 10, 20% return in just a couple of days. And so they'll move into those. And so a lot of people were moving into alts the last couple of weeks, and then they've been profit taking on alts this week. So we have like XLM, which is Stellar Lumens. We have Cardano, which is ADA. We have AMP, Gala, Polygon, which is Matic, FET, artificial super intelligence, Doge, which everybody knows about. Now, Doge is like the one that everyone knows about. It's kind of like the famous one, right?
Yeah, I
The
think everyone
high.
should at this point.
Yeah. So the high was 0.74 cents. Like, we go off of market caps when we talk about stuff because market caps range on meme coins and new IPO tokens. They range in prices, like one maybe a penny and another one maybe $2. But it doesn't mean that the value is like a penny or $2. It just means that that's how many tokens they have in their asset allocation. So when we talk about it, we talk about market caps. But when you look at altcoins, so like Doge right now is at 27 cents. And it went up to 74 cents, was its all-time high, and that was in 2021. Now, the last year, the all-time high was 48 cents, and it's at 27 right now. So it's like half of the highest it's been this year. But people will go into it because that's the one that people talk about. They're used to hearing about Doge or Shiba. But On the market cap is 40.8 billion. So we go off of market caps. And then if we go into, let's see, Shiba's not even on like the top list.
No, I think it gets moved up and down a lot because there's a lot of them now. There's a lot of these altcoins.
It goes on whatever the volume is. Okay, so let's go off of Pepe. So Pepe is at a 4.7 billion market cap right now. It's at a 64% buy ratio. And I'm going to come back to Pepe. I'm going to talk to you about that one. Then we have like Chainlink, which is Link. We have the Voxies, Toshi, Polygon, Algorand. So we've also had people go back into Sol because what they do is they rotate in and out of ones and hope that there's going to be an appreciation, take profit. And then when they take profit, the price goes back down again at range trades. So those are altcoins. And I told you guys the last couple of weeks that people were moving out of like Ethereum and BTC because they profit took and then they put it into alts and then they trade those. And when those appreciate, they cash out and profit take, and then the token value goes down, and then they move into something else, right? So we've been tracking meme coins and alts and Ethereum and BTC. I've been in crypto since 2016, but we've been tracking them with our data for 3 to 4 years now. So we're probably one of the only people that tracks the data. So we see what the volume's like, and we track 25 to 50,000 tokens a day. We have over 400 million points of data just in the last 2 to 3 years alone. And so we're able to see when ETH is up, what happens with tokens. When ETH is down, what happens to tokens. When ETH is range trading, where is the volume in trading and what type of returns are meme coins getting? And we found out when ETH is range trading, which it's doing right now, it's going at that 4,500 to 4,750, we get higher returns on meme coins. And then meme coins are kind of like that international stock or the small caps because they're IPOs. They're brand new tokens that are launching. They're at a low market cap. We usually catch it like at a 4,000K market cap, right? So 4K, 4,000 market cap. Now think about this. If Shiba has, here we go. If Shiba has a 7.8 billion market cap, can you imagine catching it when it first came out at, say, 4,000 on the market cap, 4K? And now it's at 7.8 billion, even though it's been fluctuating, right? It's still like half of what it was. Actually, oh, I found Shiba. Shiba's at 13 right now. So the all-time high on Shiba was 72.
That's
So it's at 13 right now, but it's at a 7.8 billion market cap. But if you caught it at 4,000, right, on 7.8 billion, get out the calculator on that one.
it's funny. I have a calculator for this, the amount we do it.
Okay, so we have 7.8 billion right now divided by 4,000. Ooh, you would have, oh my goodness, you would have 1.95 million X on your
Yep.
return.
Or 195 million percent gain.
Right. So think about that. If you were lucky enough and you got into this altcoin when it first released, which is like an IPO, which is basically a meme coin, when it first came out in the market and you bought it at a 4,000 market cap and you held it all the way to now, even with the fluctuations up and down when it was double the price it is now and when it went down a little bit, you're still up 1.95 million X. So you take your amount that you invested, times it by 1.95 million. If you invested $1, that would be 1.95 million USD if you held it that long. If you invested $10, you would have 19.5 million USD. So here's the thing, we're in new technology cycle right now. Our new technology cycle is AI and crypto. That's the biggest thing right now, right? And the reason being is we go through different technology cycles in the last couple hundred years. We go through industrial cycles and revolutionary cycles and web bubbles and cell phone apps and housing markets. So we go through different cycles of where people go into, and we're in a new technology cycle. And whenever you're in something new, it's high risk, high reward, but it's because it's new technology and it's going to change how everything is done. And so the new technology, you get higher rewards because it's higher risk. And a lot of people don't know about the cycle yet. And so they're just starting to learn about it, which is crypto. Again, high risk, high reward. AI, which we've been talking about AI for almost 2 years now. And people are like, oh, no, AI. And now everybody is talking about AI. Like every single person you go to is like, AI.
You know, like you've been talking about it for longer than the 2 years.
Well, on the talk show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we've been talking. Yeah. We've been talking to you guys about it for the last 2 years. But back then when we were talking about it, everybody's like, don't talk about AI. You know, that means the Terminator is going to come and take over. But I mean, I've been in AI since 2019. So I've been building out because I saw the technology. I saw the future. I saw what the potential was there. Like you could take any business model and create a new business model. We went from brick and mortar to web to AI, right? We went from brick and mortar, web, cell phone apps to AI. And I said, you could take any type of business model, create it with AI. It becomes a whole new business model. And now what is everybody doing?
Creating new business models with AI.
So if you go back to our shows back in February of last year, oh my goodness, my refrigerator just talked. Maybe the AI is like, don't tell anyone.
It's in the refrigerator now.
It's like the ice cube measure just went. That was funny. So the AI is listening. No, just kidding. No. So that was funny. I'm like in this one bedroom overlooking the ocean by myself right now talking to y'all, and then my refrigerator decides to like say, shh, don't talk about AI. I'm just kidding. That's funny. Okay, so it's you can create any type of a business model. So people are creating all these business models. So I built out over 300 different AI bots because I knew that you could build any business model. And then the future was, you know, chatbots, having your full personality, your voice, creating art, creating memes, creating conversations, reading photography, reading art, and then having a conversation back with you about it. And we built that out over 2 years ago. It's been a little bit longer than 2 years now.
I think like two and a half-ish.
Yeah. So all this stuff we built out a long time ago before anybody started building it out. We can talk to AI on the phone and customer service. Like we have AI bots that will have conversations with you. So it can find any information that you want or you need to know about within milliseconds. That's the difference, right? It's taking the human experience and exponentially by thousands of like what we're able to do. Like before AI, I was a research Google data fiend, which I still am. But now I can get all that information at my fingertips within milliseconds, where before it took me years of research, right? Hypothetically, you know, months, years, weeks of research. Right. And same thing like finding token information. Before we created all these AI bots that have the signals, it would take 30 days of research and then having to go into all the chats and scouring the information and looking for resources and then finding out and getting data and analytics and then looking at charts and doing all this stuff and just to find like one token. So that's how valuable one token was because it took so long to research it. And then by the time you did get it, you might have been too late because it already had happened. By the time you like decide with your human brain and your psychology and your emotion and, you know, human error, like by the time you decided to buy and invest, it might have already been at 10 million. So AI scours and searches within milliseconds, able to scan 50,000 tokens at once and then pick the top 100 because it read all the contracts and the analytics and the data. That's what our Dragon Pro does. And it can do it within milliseconds and execute it within milliseconds and then exit on the profit before anybody even knows it exists. So like we said, people went into the primary blue chips, then they went into altcoins and they've been profit taking on those. And now that we've been range trading on ETH, like meme coin ROIs are up right now too. But if you were only trading, like I said, think about this. If you bought Shiba or you bought Doge and you bought it at a 4,000 market cap, and the return today that you decide to sell it, and you only bought a dollar, you would have made 1.95 million X on it. So a dollar invested would have that kind of a return. Now, if you're buying meme coins today and you have a system and strategy and you're able to find the top 100 to 200 every day and you buy them all at $10 and you exit as soon as you make your break even, like you make your 2x profit, you take out 50%, which is your initial investment. I invested $10. As soon as it hits $20, which if it's at a 4K market cap, it only has to go to an 8K market cap to double. Now think about it. What did I say Shiba or Doge was at? How much billion?
What
7 billion or
7.8
something.
7.8 billion
Okay,
market
so think. So I think you can catch an 8K market cap after you bought it at a 4K.
cap.
So you buy, so you take your $10, and as soon as it hits $20, you sell off 10 of it, you sell off half, you put the money back in your pocket, you're at break even, but the $10 profit is sitting there and riding for free. And you hold it for 2 or 3 years, and it hits a 7 billion market cap. What do you think you're going to be at then? Now, if you're able to do this with 20 to 100 tokens a day and keep putting your profit back in and then keeping the other ones and letting them ride 2 to 10 years for free, what do you think your portfolio is going to look like in 2 to 5 years?
There's going to be a lot of tokens in there that have a
Right.
very high market cap. It's like
Right.
7.8 billion, and you're
Some of
sitting
them,
on
I mean,
millions of dollars.
so hypothetically, some of them still may go to zero, but guess what? You didn't lose any money because you took the 50% out, which was your initial investment. You put it back in your pocket and you're trading on the same money. So there's no risk, but high reward. So if you have a good system and strategy in place, you can leverage yourself for the future for whatever you want to do. And put the same money back in your pocket, but you have to use a system and strategy. And my system and strategy has always been go for break even and catch the long shots and look for your future and secure your future. Now, you can still profit take on those tokens because they'll still hit 100 or a 2000x. And you can take out small pieces of profit, but that profit that you're taking out is money that you rode for free. You don't have any skin in the game anymore because you took it out as soon as it doubled. You took out your 50% and then you let the rest of it ride for free. Now you have a giant nest egg. Now, how would you manage 20 to 100 tokens a day over a year
You
period?
can't,
Think about
not on your own.
you'll have, so you'll think you'll have like 365 days. And even if I just bought 10 tokens a day over 365 days, right? I'll have 3,650 tokens sitting in there that I already took profit out and I'm writing for free and I have a full portfolio in there, but how am I gonna like find them? There is no resource out there that can manage your portfolio right now in meme coins. They have Coinbase for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and altcoins, and the altcoins you only get a choice of 10 to 20 of them. But there's nothing out there that you can manage your full entire portfolio on meme coins. And that's why we built Dragon Pro. It uses the system and the strategy, uses the data over 3 years. It has 400 million points of data. It has predictive AI that scans the 50,000 tokens, finds the top 100 to 200, and it'll buy them for you at that $10 or whatever mark you set and exit at your 50% and de-risk you and put the money back in your pocket so you can trade for free and keep your nest egg out there for years to come. Now think of your portfolio. Think how that can change your life. If you're just starting college and then you retire in 30 years and you have that nest egg portfolio. If you are in your 30s and you just bought a house and all of your money's tied up and you don't have that much money to invest. You use your 401k, your SEP, your IRA for your stables, for your stocks, for your bonds, for your blue chips, for your stable, right? And then you invest 5 to 10% of your portfolio into higher risk. But if you leverage it and you hedge your position and take the profit back out, put it in your pocket and you leave the money that's free and let it just sit there as an nest egg, it's helping your position, right? Again, do your own research, not financial advice. We're just giving you facts on things that you can do to change your portfolio around. It's always up to you, your own risk, your own reward. Don't use anything but your coffee money, your pizza money, especially if you're doing something new. Never use your mortgages, never use the money that's your primary source. But the way that they're changing the laws is crypto now can be invested in your 401k, in your SEP, in your IRA. Now, think of mutual funds, right? Mutual funds get like a 8 to 14% return on good years. Sometimes they're like at a -4, they're a -10. Sometimes they're a +5%, but you average over the 30 years. Now, mutual fund portfolios will take like higher risk investments, which might be real estate or international stocks, and they'll put that in the mixture of their portfolio on the mutual funds. So they'll use stable stuff, which is going to give them that 6 to 8% return. And then they'll use a little bit of their portfolio with high risk to increase the portfolio return. And so meme coins have that potential to be put into portfolios and increase the return. Now, think of a mutual fund that has a 99% stable portfolio and they just allocate 1% at a higher return. And that higher return got 200 to 1,000% return on just that 1%. And if they leverage it and they de-risk and take out 50%, that 1% is now at 0.5%, but it's writing for free. And if they took their portfolio and they leveraged it and that now 0.5% made 1,000%, what type of a portfolio return is that mutual fund going to
It's going to have a lot better than a 4% or a
have?
-5%, that's for sure.
So think about this. What 2 years ago when we started the show, it's been almost 2 years, we talked about AI as the future. We talked about crypto as the future. This is a new technology. I'm hinting right now, doing research on financial advice, with the way that the crypto laws are going, the way that ETFs are going, being able to bring crypto into people's investment portfolios now, there is that potential. Meme coins are IPOs. They're also doing tokenization of primary companies. Instead of using stocks, they're going to be able to tokenize companies. So Amazon and Meta and all the big companies will be able to tokenize their company. And you're able to put that in your portfolio. So you
And they've
don't
already
just have
talked about this.
stocks, right? And they're already starting to do this. But who are token experts? Now, are we going to trust people who just came on and said that they're quote unquote a token expert and they've been in Wall Street, which is great? But tokens are a whole nother ball game. Like you have to have so much allocated in your LP. You have to have a percentage of tokens in your LP. It has to be locked, renounced, or burnt on the LP. It has to have a certain percentage holder. It has to have market making. And some have taxes, some don't have taxes. Some are tied to utilities or AI or real world assets. Some are gamified. Some have a, I know there's like, we had a list of
There's
500 different types of clarifications,
there's a
but
total of 1,000 different categories in the meme coins right now.
And so, and then like, who's the team? Like, what is the asset allocation? How much are they holding? Is it staked? Is it vested? I want you to ask these people that are saying that quote unquote, they're now token experts that just popped up out of nowhere. And like, I'm a token expert. I'm launching a token. People are saying like, people are coming to me and going, oh, I'm a token expert. I'm like, okay. What is locked and renounced? What's burnt? What's a percentage of holder? How many tokens are allocated? And I'm asking them these questions. They're like, I don't know.
you
So
stumped
would you
them.
want to come in and invest in people who say that they're token experts and just got into crypto, or you want somebody who's been in crypto for over 9 years and been watching the data for the last 3 to 4 years and finding out what works and what doesn't work. And we built up 85 different indicators and variables that predictive that if these check boxes are hit, that it has a higher probability that that token is going to be a good asset. And that's what Dragon does. So now you have the ability to have institutional grade trading platform to buy like these institutions are with real experts backed behind it, with all the data backed behind it, with the probability and the statistics, the system and the strategy with $10.
Wow. And if you thought that watching hundreds of thousands of tokens and was hard to begin with, and watching stocks or sitting down at your computer every day and checking, oh, am I up, is my portfolio up or down? Everything that you could possibly think of is there. Everything that you could possibly need is there. Dragon Pro has it all right at your fingertips. Simple, easy to use, 400 million points of data across 3 years. Nobody else has this. Nobody else has been collecting this.
Right.
This is the chance to get ahead of everybody. Like, if you're listening now, now is your chance. Sign up at dragonpro.app. It's free, no credit card
It's
needed,
free.
no nothing. Sign up with your email, your social account. Sign up. It's completely free. You'll find everything that these token experts are saying that they know at your fingertips. They don't know it. We have it already. We've been doing this. We know what's needed in a token. We are the experts. And the AI is even more of an expert because it can do it in milliseconds.
Right, and it has a system and strategy built in too. So if you're going to invest in something, you want always to set rules, set a system and strategy, make sure that you're going for a break even, that you're hedging your position, that you're going for the higher returns, but you're also staying safe. Like that's the goal, right?
Right.
Meme coins. That's like one of our specialties. So think about mitigating your portfolio, right? And we're not telling you to do thousands and thousands of dollars. That's what the institutions are doing. That's what the big companies are doing. They're balancing their portfolio, they're using the stables, and then taking the small percentage that has the higher returns and then increasing their portfolio. So if you follow what they do and keep your portfolio stable with the 99%, and then you take 1% of that and you invest in higher risk, but you mitigate your risk by taking out, as soon as it hits the two, taking out 50%, putting it back in your pocket, and then letting the rest of it run for free, you have mitigated your risk, you've hedged your position, and you have a higher reward. So the biggest cost is not like what you're doing now. The cost is what are you losing in your future by not starting today? And if you're able to start today for free and get your first month free and try it out with $10 with your coffee money, what is your risk?
I don't see a risk.
And that's me. I want to trade the way that I teach everybody, like that's how I trade. I trade with low risk, high returns. I hedge my position. I make sure I trade on the same money. I go for those break evens with the long shots. I make sure that my position is hedged. I make sure that I'm safe. And if I'm going for these long shots, I only trade the amount that I'm willing to lose, which is my pocket change and my coffee money and my pizza money and my one night that I order Uber Eats or something, right? If I
Yeah.
invest, if like we go out to eat and so we spend $100 and you go out to eat with your family and you spend $100 or your friends, you spend $100, that $100 investment you could have traded the whole entire month over and over again. You could have bought $100. Sold it as soon as it hit 200, pocket the $100, trade on that $100 again. As soon as it hits $100, 200, pocket the money, keep the rest of it in your portfolio, trade again. You can trade on the same money over and over again with the system and the strategy. And that's why it's built out. That's why we've been working on this so diligently, because we saw this vision, we saw this future, we saw this opportunity. And we've been coming to you to show how you trade, where you don't have to know how to do it. We just want to let you know that we've been doing it so long that we can predict, and building in with AI, the AI can predict, and we've hit all of our targets. So we take into consideration what's going on in the market, what's going on with the economy, what's going on with the laws, the legal, with crypto laws, how everything's influencing, how AI influences what college students are investing in, what online are investing in, and then doing that and building in a predictive model, and then checking those boxes about locked, renounced, verified contract, percentage on holder account, if it's burned, if the LP is locked, if there's any taxes. So if somebody's quote unquote a token expert, ask them if they know this stuff. And this is built in to Dragon Pro. All this information, the analytics and the details and the charts and the technical analysis, if you're an advanced trader and you know about tokens, it's built in. And you can utilize it too for free. If you're a new investor and don't know anything about what you're doing, you can sign up with your social for free, X, Gmail, Google account, and trade with only $10 and dabble. As soon as you hit your $20 target, cash out half of it, take the $10, put it back in your pocket, and then try it again on your profit amount. And then $10, as soon as it hits $20, take out and just play around with $10. You can trade on $10 over and over and over again till you get the feel for it. But it has a system and strategy built in, so you don't have to do all the work. It has all of the knowledge and the expertise and the analytics and the data and the 3-year history and the screening process and the scanning and taking all the tokens, so that you don't have to know how to do it. It's all built in and it's easy to use, and it's a platform. Now, one other thing I want to go over really quick, and this is important because the new laws are coming out about this. The SEC is getting easier on crypto. So, but they also want to make sure that people are protected, right? So if there's crypto companies out there who are quote unquote potentially in violation, before they would come after them with a lawsuit to establish guidelines and rules. But since a lot of crypto laws have been built in, they're going off of these guidelines now. And now they're going to go to crypto companies who may be in violation and give them warnings. So warnings are good, because before they would just go after, attack, and do a big giant lawsuit to try and prove that they were right and establish crypto laws. But now that crypto laws are in place, they're able to go and give warnings. Now, if you're on a brokerage account, your funds can be locked up for like 24 to 72 hours once you exit a position. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. If you're on a trading platform, you come and go with your funds and you trade on different platforms, but your money is yours to take with you as you please. It's not locked up in the platform. So on Dragon Pro, you come with your wallet, or you have a wallet generated, but you take your tokens, you take your Ethereum, you take whatever you're trading on, and you're able to move it around. It's not in the platform. You're just trading on the platform, but it's not in the platform. If you go to a brokerage like E-Trade or Robinhood and you buy Ethereum, you cannot send your Ethereum out. It stays in that platform. It stays in that brokerage. If you buy Ethereum in other locations and it's your wallet, you can move your Ethereum in and out as you please. It's not, doesn't have a hold 24 to 72 hours. It's, you're just trading in the platform, but the money is not stuck in the platform. So that's something to consider, right? If you are investing, you want, and if you're in crypto, it's supposed to be a decentralized asset. Decentralized means that you can move it around freely. And if you're on a platform, you're just trading on the platform, but your money is not stuck in the platform.
Right.
So if I go, I go into Dragon and I want to buy Pepe, and I buy $10 worth of Pepe, and then I sell it and I take my ETH, I can move my wallet around and go put it anywhere else as soon as I took my profit or as soon as I got my tokens. If you're in like Robinhood or E-Trade or eToro or any of those, or Charles Schwab or any of those, you bought Pepe, you have to wait for it to clear like 24 to 72. Then you have to like sell it off into USD, and then you have to wait for it to clear, and you can only take out the USD. You can't move your Pepe around and you can't move your ETH around. It stays in the brokerage. So this gives you the flexibility to trade on a platform. It's like Uniswap or DexTools. You buy and sell on it, but it doesn't stay in there. It moves around with you, but you're just using this tool to trade. So you're using this tool to trade on the platform, but you're able to move your money however you want, buy and sell however you want, because it's not staying in it. It's just you're trading on it. And new crypto laws, September 5th, came out regarding this. So let me go and I'll read a couple of things. This is important because people don't understand that. Like if exactly. You're trading on Robinhood and you go, so think about Robinhood or Stash or any of those where you're buying fractionalized assets and you buy a stock for $10. You go to sell it, usually takes 24 to 72 before it clears.
You get a waiting period because they have to verify every single transaction.
Well, it's not that necessarily. It's they're working on a spread, so they're matching up. If I sold it at $10, they're going to go sell it to somebody else for $12 and then make that $2 spread. So they have 24 to 72 hours to have their clearinghouse go through it.
Right.
Okay. So here's some of the laws that came out. So a meeting with crypto executives and lawmakers discussed legislation to establish a U.S. federal Bitcoin strategic reserve. So that means volume coming into the market. So the idea of the government could acquire up to 1 million BTC over 5 years.
Wow.
So they're going to hedge. Let's see. UK and US plan to align their crypto frameworks more closely. It means that they want to coordinate, especially on stablecoins, and make sure UK digital asset firms can be more easily accessed in the US markets. And then Tether is launching a new stablecoin, USAT, also now it is USAT, targeting US residents. And the Genius Act, passed on July 2025, sets a legal framework for stablecoins, mandatory reserve backing, high quality assets, audits, and transparency, which is great. It also clarifies what stablecoin issuers in the U.S. need to do, the reserves reporting, etc. The SEC unveiled an update agenda to revamp crypto policies. That's what I said. Before, they would go after lawsuits to create crypto policies, but now that there's legal policies in place, they're able to go by the guidelines. They made a statement about regulatory harmonization, and we'll hold a roundtable on September 29th to discuss coordination. Also, the SEC is looking for amendments to Exchange Act rules to account for crypto assets traded on alternative trading systems.
Ooh.
So that's trading platforms. So remember, if you're trading, it's decentralized. You want to be able to move your assets. But we are a tool that you trade on. You don't keep your money in. That's the difference. And you're able to trade with as little as 10, you know, whatever money you want or whatever amount you want. But if you use a system and strategy in place, you have your profit taking, you put the 50% back in your pocket, you trade for free, you're only using your coffee money. You get to try it out for the first month free. That's the biggest thing. So dragonpro.app. We're going to be going live when we do our announcement. You sign up now pre-launch. You get that first month free. When we go live, you get to see all the fun things.
Yay.
What we've been talking about. You get to see the charts, the analytics. You get to see the token streaming live. You get to see all these things of the screening process. And once coming back to life, like we had what, Mog and Pepe that we caught really early?
Yep, and Mog, Pepe, APU, Brett. MFR, Kendu, Ski, Grok, Pork, Ebel, MAGA, Shield, Boo Boo, just to name a few.
And we caught them in the 4K to 300K range before some of them went into the millions and the billions. So that's the thing. It scans down 50,000 tokens, finds it at the lowest entry, the top 100 to 200 a day, full portfolio management, enter, auto trade, look at analytics, systems and strategy, you know, 4 years of data, 400 million points of data, trading crypto since 2016, know every detail inside and out about tokenomics and what a token is, you know. So anyway, Fed's tomorrow. Go ETH.
Go
ETH. A quarter rate cut, and have an amazing week, everyone.
Yes, everyone. Have an amazing week.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.